Well,
hello. Hello, I'm Alex of Opinion Research. Oh, do you speak English by any chance?
Sí.
Okay. Yes. I'm from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in which county do you currently reside?
Carmen.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media or market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Nope.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you identify yourself being a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, thank you. Next question. Thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? Republican, Democrats, or Independent Party?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you so much for being here helping me with this survey. Let's move forward to the next one. On a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 mean extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for President and Congress in a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. And most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Well, it depends.
It depends. But thinking, do you consider yourself moderate then?
Moderate, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. No, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just tell me. Okay, here's the first name. The Republican Party. Do you have a strong positive opinion or a strong negative opinion?
Negative.
Negative. Next one. Adam Hinojosa. Do you have a strong positive, somewhat negative, a strong, or no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. The Democratic Party.
What's better than the Republican?
Okay, so you have somewhat negative opinion on them, right?
No, not negative. No, of course not. I think it's better than the Republican, but it's not negative.
Okay, so your opinion is a strong positive, somewhat positive.
Positive. Yeah, positive.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Greg Abbott. Have you heard of
him? He's the worst.
Okay, strong negative. Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris.
She's good.
A strong positive, right?
Yes.
Okay, next one is Morgan LaMancia.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay. Next one is Dan Patrick.
Nope. I don't know who he is.
And the next one is Donald Trump.
Don't even mention that guy. He's the worst that the United States has.
Okay, strong negative opinion. Thank you so much. Next one. Next question. If the election of a president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Oliver Chase, a libertarian? Donald Trump, Republican? Jill Stein, Green Party? Kamala Harris, a Democrat? Or other? Or are
Ms.
you
Harris.
Undecided?
Ms. Harris.
Harris. Did you say Kamala Harris?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's what I said.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next question. If the election for United States was held today, the Senate, and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates will you vote? Colin Allred, a Democrat? God.